And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world. Wrestling mindset. Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, we're only doing a conference call because, we were on the road a little bit. We had a great team talk over in Long Island today. Excellent. Really, it's been great. It's been very busy, super successful at the beginning of this year. To one or two teams, at least, you know, every day. It's been a great thing. And, you know, it's just really getting that mind right. That's the important thing. You know, everyone says wrestling is 70, 80, 90% mental. Kerry Collott, one of the most respected wrestlers in U.S. wrestling history, said wrestling is 95% mental. And then you ask yourself, how much am I training physically versus mental? And usually it's the opposite. Usually we're training 90 to 95% physical when we're saying the sport's 90 to 95% mental. That's a problem right there. So how do you bridge that gap? That's exactly what we do with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Constantly posting great information all the time to give you the best wrestling mindset information out there. Definitely the stuff we needed back when we were in school. So the lesson of the night, the soup of the day. What do all great athletes have in common? What do all great wrestlers have in common? What do all great successful business people have in common? They all have a coach. They all have a mentor. Everyone in the Olympics has a coach. All the top business people, they have mentors. They had someone that they learned from. Why? Coaches, mentors, they save you time. They save you energy. You can learn from their mistakes. You could learn from their experience. And that's why we do what we do with Wrestling Mindset. As you know, we have a team program, and we have a one-on-one individual program. And there's no question about it. The people who get the best results are the people who are doing our individual program. That's the coaching that the Olympic level athletes get, the professional athletes get, that business people get, that one-on-one coaching. You can't substitute having a good mentor. There's no... You really can't even put a dollar sign on that. I think back when I had my first mentor, obviously my parents were great mentors always. My first wrestling mentor was back when I was in eighth grade. His name was Gerard. I wrestled with him, but we also had a lot of talks. We had a lot of great conversations about the sport, about life. And then he went to the Navy. He left me with his personal coach, Don Ernst. And Don and I, he coached me. And not only that, we spoke on the phone once a week. And I guess I didn't realize it at the time, but that was kind of grooming me to be a mindset coach. We didn't do a formal program, so now that's even better that you have available to you now with Wrestling Mindset. All those great lessons, we have them all now in a systematic program that's backed by research. Everything that I've studied back in my two master's programs in sports psychology, exercise science, clinical psychology, studying the top performers in the world, it's now all there available to you. Mindset workouts that we have in our Wrestling Mindset program. But, you know, again, going back to that experience that I had, having those coaches in my ear who were always telling me about the importance of, you know, studying the best people, not getting caught up with what my friends were doing, friends who were partying, drinking, smoking, staying up late, doing things they shouldn't be doing. I had a coach that would remind me that I would speak to him on the phone at least once a week, and he would keep me in the right mindset. He would keep me in the right frame of mind, where I was living like an Olympian. I was living like a high-level college student. I wasn't hanging with my friends. And that's exactly what we have with Wrestling Mindset. So the real big lesson is making sure you have that coach. Having a mindset coach saves you so much time and aggravation, things that we've learned in the past. And, I mean, we've spent many times, many matches, upset, losing. You know, you beat a kid in practice, you beat them at your club, or you beat them in the off season, and then you get out there in the season when it counts, when there's bright lights. And what happens? We choke sometimes. We put too much pressure on ourselves. All those mindset red flags that we have, giving good opponents too much respect, choking in big matches, poor body language, being a slow starter, not pulling the trigger, not wrestling with that killer instinct. Out there on that. And of course, we're not saying do anything cheap, nothing dirty, but within the rules, you have to be ferocious. You've got to be an animal out there. Look at the best wrestlers, Tom Snyder, Jordan Burroughs, Colin Blake, David Taylor. They're like animals out there. You have to learn how to flip that switch. And that's exactly what we teach you. So just some background on this program that we have, this great one-on-one program that we've had that we've been doing with wrestlers and teams all around the country. We have 8 different methods: aggressiveness, confidence, relaxing under pressure, goal setting, mental toughness, present moment, clarity. Probably one or two others that I missed. And there is a 5-part series on each one of these topics. Have your one-on-one mindset coach. All the mindset coaches at Wrestling Mindset are all former college wrestlers. Their success is on the mat, in the classroom, and in life. These are excellent mentors. And they take you through these one-on-one worksheets, these mindset workouts on the phone. And this is the reason why it's been a tremendous blessing. We've been able to impact kids and young men, young women too, all around the country, because it's all done on the phone, and the team program is done on Skype. So it's been a great thing. But it's just like how you train your body. When you're exercising, you have to go into the weight room. If you're trying to train your legs, you have to do your squats, your deadlifts, your leg press, your leg extensions, your hamstring curls, your glute hams, many exercises to train your legs. Okay? What mindset workouts do you need to do to be more confident? Most people don't know what they are. Well, we have those for you. We did that work. We took all the guesswork out of the equation. We did all the thinking for you. So now all you need to do is jump on the phone, and one of our mindset coaches will take you through those confidence-building exercises, those confidence-building mindset workouts, just like your leg training. If I asked you, how do you train your arm? You would tell me pull-ups. You would tell me push-ups, lat pull downs, bench press, shoulder press, all those upper body exercises. But if I ask you, what exercises do you do to relax under pressure? You're in the biggest match of your life. How do you relax? What are the exercises to build that muscle? You're taking a test. You're taking the SATs, the biggest test of your life. This is going to determine where you go to college. What are the exercises that teach you how to relax? You're in a job interview, okay? This is your first job interview. You have 3 people who are much older than you sitting right in front of you. Why should I hire you? You have no experience. You're fresh out of college. What are the relaxation exercises to build that muscle? Most people don't know them, and that's what we're here to bring to you with Wrestling Mindset. And we get fired up about this because we see people with so much potential that just don't know the exercises. We could give you the mindset workouts. That's easy for us. But we need you to buy into the program. You got to believe. You got to believe. You have to have a coach. So we offer, that's the exact reason why we offer this one-on-one free trial. If you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, www.WrestlingMindset.com, on the front page, you type in there, did you want to do a free one-on-one trial session? It'll ask for some information. You put it in. One of our mindset coaches will get back to you within the day, and you'll be doing that free one-on-one trial session. But it's a great thing. You look at all the best athletes, all the best business people. They all have a mentor. They all have a coach. People who think they could do it by themselves, maybe you can, but it might take you twice as long. The one commodity you can't buy back is time. Once time goes by, you can't get that time back. So save yourself the frustration. Save yourself the heartache, those painful losses, and get that mindset coach. I was telling one of our wrestlers earlier that if I were to wrestle again, if I were to start competing right now, I would have to get a mindset coach. Just because I know the mindset exercises doesn't mean I've done them when I was competing. I learned this information I learned this mindset information when I was going for my master's, when I was going for my advanced degrees, after I was done competing. So very important, very important. If I were to compete again, I would have to have a mindset coach. And now it's all available to you. So make sure you copy what the most successful people are doing. Have that mindset coach. And then if I've said it once, I'll say it. I said it 46 times. You have to do the things that we're telling you to do. And it's not because we're trying to be a tyrant or to rule over you or anything like that. The whole point is, the exercises are what's going to get you better. just listening to me doesn't do it. It's doing the mindset exercises, completing the mindset workouts, the confidence building workouts, the relaxing under pressure workouts. If you want to be more aggressive, you have to do the aggressiveness mindset workouts. And we have those all available to you. Again, if we don't do it, nothing's going to happen. Remember this, and you should write this down. K minus A equals zero. A little bit of wrestling algebra here. K minus A equals zero. Knowledge minus action equals nothing. If you know what to do, but don't do it, you know. What good is it? Knowledge minus action equals zero. Knowledge minus action equals nothing. K minus A equals zero. We have to take action. I'm sick of being a thought-provoking speaker. I want to be an action-provoking speaker. I have a question for everyone. Here's the pop quiz of the night. There are five frogs on a lily pad. Five frogs on a lily pad. Three decide to jump off the lily pad. How many frogs are still left on the lily pad? So there's five frogs on a lily pad. Three decide to jump off. How many frogs are still on the lily pad? Take a second. Get your answer. Okay, so we all know that two frogs left on the lily pad would be wrong. We think 5 minus 3 equals 2. Two frogs left on the lily pad, and that is wrong. But don't feel too bad, because everyone fails the pop quiz every time, or most people do. It's okay if you got it right. You might have heard me say this before. The answer is 5. 5 frogs are on a lily pad. 3 decide to jump off, but none of them took action. So all 5 of them are still on the lily pad. K minus A equals 0. You have to decide to jump off the lily pad, and then you have to take the action. You have to actually jump off the lily pad. So less thinking about it, more doing it. We have to pull the trigger. It all starts with taking that first step. Go on our website, wrestlingmindset.com. Sign up for that free one-on-one trial session. You have absolutely nothing to lose. You see if it's something you want to do on a regular basis, and this is what takes you to the next level. We've worked with wrestlers all around the country, and it's been an unbelievable success. So we're happy to get back to you as quickly as we possibly can. Study the best people in the world. All the top athletes, the top business people, the most successful people have coaches. They have mentors. Saves you time and frustration. So let's make sure we're doing that. Also, one other thing I'll leave you with, all of our teams, before we finish every one of our team workshops, before we begin every team workshop, we always start with the 4 mindset principles. We went into Seaford High School today on Long Island, and they had the mindset principles up in their room. They're taking it serious like all of our other programs all around the country, going through those mindset principles. There's 4 of them. The first one, I am thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. You go to any local, look at any local hospital, you see people who can't move, who can't think, who can't do the same things you do. Our health is never to be taken lightly. It's never something that we want to just brush off to the side. Be thankful. Shouldn't be hard after Thanksgiving this weekend. Keep that attitude throughout the year. Don't just wait till the end of November to be thankful. You're thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. That'll help you battle those nerves. Number 2, I'm aggressive and relentless. Whether it's wrestling, school, or life, being aggressive, I am aggressive and relentless. Remembering that when you're wrestling, you be the one to take the shot. When you're on top, you go for your moves. You look for the turn. Even if you get reversed, you go for the turn on top. When you're on bottom, you're looking for your moves. You don't wait. You dictate the action in your wrestling matches. In school, you're the one who approaches the teacher for extra help. You ask your parents for a tutor. You go out of your way to study and find creative ways to study and learn the material. I'm aggressive and relentless. Number 3, I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. Successful people lose more than losers lose. Why? Because successful people make more attempts. Successful people compete more than unsuccessful people. So in practices and matches, if you want to be successful, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to lose sometimes. But there's no failure. There's only feedback. So number 3 is I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. Don't be like your friends and people in your life who are just constantly living in fear. What if I lose? What if I look bad? We don't care about that. We're thinking like the best people in the world, the richest people in the world, the happiest people in the world, the holiest people in the world, the best athletes, the best wrestlers. We have no fear of losing or making mistakes. And number four, I never, ever give up. I never, ever give up. Mental toughness. Mental toughness. We don't ever quit. It doesn't end until the match is over. You finish all the way through. That means if you're winning, you're up by 5 points, you keep scoring and scoring until you break the guy, and then you stick him in the ground. You step right on his throat. You take the match, and then you have to take their heart. And again, we're not saying doing anything cheap or dirty, but it's being tough out there. It's having that killer instinct, wrestling with attitude, going hard the whole time. And if we're losing, we might be losing by 12 points. Maybe you're being completely overpowered. That's fine. You could still be a man and keep plowing through, keep trying, keep coming back. Even if you get beat even worse, there's no honor in losing close. Keep going after it. Keep looking to score. And in school, you do bad on a test, you bounce back. You don't just quit there. You get better on the next test. You get better the next marking period. You get that tutor. You get that extra help that you need. Constantly bouncing back. You never, ever give up. So all those mindset principles, they got to be constant reminders for you. If you want to be like our wrestling mindset teams, before and after every practice, you stand up as a group. It takes you 15 seconds before practice. It takes you 15 seconds after practice. For a total, grand total time of 30 seconds, your time investment, before every practice and after every practice, you go through them as a team on your feet, just like they do at martial arts dojos, just like the military does. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. I have no fear of, or I'm aggressive and relentless. I have no fear of losing or making mistakes, and I never, ever give up. Go through them before every practice. Go through them after every practice. Get your mental reps in. And if you take anything from what we're saying tonight, it's getting that mentor. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, www.WrestlingMindset.com. Sign up for that free trial session. You could get a taste of the program, of the one-on-one program, which has brought success to many people. And our program has helped people not just in wrestling, but school and their whole life. We're building better people. Wrestling has to be a vehicle to improve your life. Otherwise, you're missing the big picture. There is no professional wrestling. So we have to use wrestling as a metaphor for life and building the better overall person. Again, thank you all for calling. Next week will be Facebook Live. Again, I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset, bringing you the best wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world. Make sure you tune in about 40 minutes for spiritual strength as we go through another great lesson, spiritual muscle building tonight. Stay with us. I'm Gene Zanetti. Have a good night. Bye.